Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The show where Kool-Aid runs blue, faces turn red, and rose-colored glasses never go out of style. This is the Detroit Lions Podcast.
Merry Draftmas. Today you're getting my best guess on what is going to happen at the draft Thursday night in Detroit. Round one, 32 picks. Later this week, like, you're still getting more draft content between now and then. Later today, you're getting Bishop Brown. Tomorrow, you're going to get the rest of the positions from my perspective. Lots of DLP content coming out to tide you over to that moment when Chris and I kick off the draft. So please come, join, enjoy. Welcome to the 32-pick mock draft, round one. I did a couple trades here just to try and keep the player slotting as accurate as I can. I made unnailed new trades up. Nobody ever gets that right. If you think you can, you should be doing this. Why are you not doing this? I would like to watch your content doing this, if you can do a better job of it than me. I fully expect to hit on one of these picks. So let's get that one out of the way. What is going to happen with the first overall pick is the Chicago Bears are taking USC quarterback Caleb Williams. It's been set in stone, basically since the draft order was in. Pick two. I think the Washington Commanders are going to take Drake May. I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to try to convince them that they should take the guy closest to Patrick Mahomes in terms of skill set. Physically, we'll see. Mentally, they've got a placeholder in Mariota while they coach this guy up, and I think he does need some time to be coached up, but as opposed to day one starter material, that's what I think they're going to do. Pick three, Vikings trade up. They trade their two first rounders this year and things that don't matter for what I'm doing today to get up and get LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. The reason I think this is happening is because I hate it. This is the thing I hate most about the mock draft that I did. Yeah. So there's your quarterbacks out of the way. Pick four. And no, I do not think four quarterbacks are going picks one, two, three, and four. Just don't believe that is how this is going to play out. So Arizona ends up taking Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison, who is the best wide receiver in the draft. I will not be taking questions. If the Vikings can't get a deal done with the Patriots, I assume they're moving up to this spot. Pick five, the Chargers. Rome Odunze, the second best wide receiver in this draft. They lost Mike Williams and Keenan Allen in free agency this offseason. They got to give their quarterback someone to throw to. 1+1. Terrible mock draft technique. The Giants take Toledo quarterback Quinyon Mitchell. Yes, I think he's going in the top 10. Close to, but not in the top 5. That is kind of where I would slot him in this, in terms of where I think he's going to go, because he is so much better than every other corner in this draft. It is not even close. So somebody is going to look at that and then look at what they can get in the second round and think, no, that's okay. I'm going to take this and just be done with it. Pick seven, Tennessee Titans. The first team for whom Liatu Latu checks out medically that they're okay with. That is the team that is going to take Liatu Latu. So I'm saying pick seven, Tennessee Titans. That's where I'm putting him. He is the best edge. Pick eight, Falcons take the second best edge, Dallas Turner. Super good talent, deserves to be in the top 10 of this draft. Pick nine, Denver Broncos. Moving up here, two pick Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Yes, I know they picked up Zach Wilson. No, I don't think they or anyone else believe that Zach Wilson is a starting quarterback in the NFL. A day three pick for a former first round pick sounds like a really good smokescreen to me if you're going to play that game. And Sean Payton plays those games. That's just truth. Pick 10, a little bit of a fall for LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. And it's not that I think he isn't good. He's still a top 10 pick. It's just that I think a lot of teams are going to look at this top 10 and go, what can I get a wide receiver in the second round versus what can I get at other positions in the first round? And edge, corner, not as good. Corner's better than edge by a lot, but That's why only Mitchell is in here, because only he is significantly better than what's going to be available later. Whereas with these edges, I think they're going to go relatively quickly that way. Yeah. So that's all there is to say about that. Malik Nabers, Aaron Rodgers. Why would you not do that? Pick 11. Patriots take offensive tackle Joe Alt. Another victim here of what can I get in the second? Because there are 7 or 8 tackles that could theoretically go in the first round. They will not all go in the first round. It's going to be somebody good to take there. I also think that if the Patriots can't trade out, there's a pretty good chance that this is who they take at 3. So this works out really nicely for them. Pick 12 is where the Bears traded back to. They take Missouri edge Darius Robinson. The NFL invited this guy to the draft for a reason, and I think he's going way higher than people are talking about right now. This gives Chicago another player to put across for Montez Sweat, who plays very differently but fits within their scheme very nicely. Pick 13, Las Vegas Raiders, Washington offensive tackle Troy Fatanu. They need a right tackle. The quarterbacks worth taking are gone. So they take that tackle and roll with whatever else they can figure out at quarterback. The Saints, they take Oregon State offensive tackle Talese Fuaga. Trevor Penning gets pushed to the bench where he belongs because he sucks. Saints get better at blocking, which is something you need when you have a Carr as your quarterback. Pick 15, Indianapolis Colts. They take Terry and Arnold because they don't care if a corner is fast, because they play a defensive scheme in which the corners do not have to be fast. They always have over-the-top help. Last year, as an example, they took Juju Brents, who ran a 4.53. That's why I think this is the absolute fall point for Terry and Arnold. This is where I think he's going to go. Pick 16, Seattle Seahawks take defensive tackle Byron Murphy. Their new head coach is going to love athletic defensive linemen like Murphy. That's just part of what he does on defense. Whole new thing in Seattle. Take the things you know about the Seattle defense and throw them away. Pick 17, Jacksonville Jaguars. They take Iowa corner / safety, whatever you want to call him, Cooper DeJean. I think someone's going to do this, and the Jaguars are usually the team that makes terrible mistakes. So in my mock draft, it's them. Pick 18, Cincinnati Bengals. They take tight end Brock Bowers. They had a weapon for Burrow to play with. He might go earlier than this. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. But in this one, he goes here. Pick 19, Los Angeles Rams, FSU edge Jared Verse. They take the first step in rebuilding their pass rush now that it has to be more complicated than Aaron Donald's just going to go wreck everything, which is what it's been for the last however many years out in L.A. Pick 20 is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Penn State, Foshnu. Whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Field taking the snaps at quarterback, the Steelers desperately need better play from their left tackles. This theoretically gives them that. Pick 21, Miami Dolphins. They take Graham Barton. They need a center. He can do that. When Teron Armstead inevitably goes down, Barton could also kick outside if they decided they wanted to do that and had another center that was better than their tackle. I don't think that's why you draft him, but it is a nice bonus in this case. Pick 22, Philadelphia Eagles take Oregon wide receiver Troy Franklin. He brings the one missing aspect of their receivers, and that is like dangerous deep ball play in terms of he eats up turf very rapidly. Pick 23, New England Patriots. They take Florida State wide receiver Keon Coleman. And, like, I know that Belichick is gone, so they should stop being the team that takes the big, slow wide receiver in round one. But I think Keon Coleman's actually good. And I think the Patriots, at least in this mock, they are setting the table for a quarterback next year. Pick 24, Dallas Cowboys. Alabama offensive tackle J.C. Latham. Jerry Jones does one of two things. He either proves how smart he is, or he drafts an offensive lineman. It's the second one this year. Pick 25, Green Bay Packers. Illinois defensive tackle Jerzon Newton, also known as Johnny for some reason to some people. The Packers seem to exclusively take players I really like, so why would they stop doing that now? Pick 26, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Penn State edge Chop Robinson. They need a Shaq Barrett replacement, and if you squint hard enough, that's Chop Robinson. Easy peasy. Pick 27. The Arizona Cardinals take Texas wide receiver A.D. Mitchell. They get a second puzzle piece for their wide receiver group, or receiver group in general. Pick 28, Buffalo Bills. Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy. That's right, folks. We're going on a run. I think someone's going to take him in the first. I think it is a terrible decision because tiny, fast guys don't do well in the NFL. Period, end of sentence. They just don't. Having a small body type that is reliant heavily on fast twitch muscle fibers doesn't work out well. But I do expect the Bills to double or even potentially triple dip at wide receiver in this draft. So if one doesn't work out, maybe one of the other ones do. Which takes us to the only reason you're watching this. Let me just milk this for a couple more seconds of view time on YouTube. Pick 29. The Detroit Lions take South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Leggett. Because it doesn't matter what I think his value is. The Lions tend to take players I do like earlier than I think they should take them. This is that. So it's a pick where I'm like, yeah, but also I like that guy. Which is what the Detroit Lions have done since 2021, almost exclusively. They just take guys that I think are good, but were perhaps not of the spectacular value at that pick. Yeah, I think at the beginning of the season, they were trying to do a bunch of things with Marvin Jones that will work a whole lot better if the person on the receiving end of those plays is Xavier Leggett. Like, that's talking like some bubble screen stuff, that kind of thing. I think that's what he brings to this offense, is a whole bunch of big fast, which they like. That's the type of wide receiver they have signed as a free agent historically. Like, if you look at year one and year two, they brought in guys who were big with speed as free agents. That's it in a nutshell. So while if I was making a like Ashes Awesome Players board, Leggett wouldn't be 29. He'd be lower than that. I think this is something the Lions might do. Pick 30. Not that you care anymore. Baltimore Ravens take Oklahoma offensive tackle Tyler Guyton. Basically, he's replacing Morgan Moses. Day one, right tackle starter. Then I have the Raiders trading up into round one because their quarterback position is just unacceptable as it stands currently. And so they trade in and they get the fifth-year option on Michael Penix. On Penix, I don't think anyone would doubt for 1 second that he was going to be a top 10 pick if they had just lost the semifinal game and not had to play Michigan. It just blows my mind how many people's opinions just revolve around one game against a very good defense. So I think someone is going to come up and get him if he falls this late. Pick 32, last pick of this mock. The Chiefs take Nate Wiggins. You can never have too many corners. The Chiefs just lost one. When I say Wiggins has no chance to be a Lion, it's not because I think he's a bad player. It's because I don't think the Lions are going to take someone who's a matador in the run game. Like, I cannot remember watching a guy this fast run himself into so many blocks rather than trying to make a play in the run game. He'll put effort into chasing guys down from behind when his size is no longer a problem, but he knows it's a problem. So he makes it a bigger problem. And there you have it. I'm likely wrong about all of this stuff, except for that first pick. See you with an information dump tomorrow.
Let's bring it in here together. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Lions on three. 1, 2, 3. Lions!
You've had enough of that shit.